Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. I'm so happy you can listen in to today's podcast, which is episode number 555, Seven Simple Strategies to Become a More Productive Parent. Because when you increase your productivity, you can go from feeling frazzled to fabulous, resulting in more downtime to spend with your family and friends. Now, if you'd like to increase your family's productivity, here are seven simple strategies to make it happen. The first is have a wake-up ritual. Next, enjoy a morning routine. 3, create a get-to-do list. 4, have a plan for saying no. 5, eat the frog. 6, enlist your kids' help with chores. And 7, practice self-care. Some people cringe at the idea of productivity. It sounds like a fancy term for finding a way to cram even more activity into our already busy schedules. What parent needs that? But being more productive comes with an unexpected gift. It helps us to get those must-do things accomplished efficiently so we have more of the one thing every parent craves, free time. That's time to relax, time to play with our kids, time to go out on an adventure, and maybe even time to be alone with a good book instead of spending a few extra stolen minutes hiding in the bathroom. Productivity has its perks. So here are those seven tips to help you be a more productive parent. 1, have a wake-up ritual that's just for you. Despite the promise you made to yourself to start getting up earlier so you can get a handle on the day, you've hit the snooze button 3 times now. It's so warm and peaceful, snuggled under your covers. Now, you and the kids are running dangerously late. If this scenario hits home, know that you're not alone. But there's good news. You can make the morning rush less hectic by starting every day with a wake-up ritual. If you're not much of an early bird, having a plan in place for how you'll spend your time, attention, and energy can smooth the rough edges on crazy mornings. Although I'm a night owl by nature, there's something really inviting about the quiet of the morning that gets my juices flowing. I have a wake-up ritual that I've been following for many years now. Upon waking, I lie in bed and I listen to a positive meditation via an app on my phone for about 5 minutes so I can engage in happy thoughts before I greet the rest of my family. Making my bed is always next. One of my favorite motivational books is Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World by Admiral William H. McRaven. It's an easy read and definitely inspired me to look at my mornings and my life differently. Hydrating throughout the entire day always makes me feel fresh and more energized. My first glass of water is right after I've made my bed. Connecting with my kids before they leave for school is a must. Though they're groggy, I can offer them something for breakfast and check in about the upcoming day's happenings, so we're all on the same page. The hug and I love you is a big bonus. Finally, I head out for my morning power walk. Not only is it important to help manage my diabetes, but it's also time alone for just me. When I walk, I can organize my thoughts and my daily plan, which helps everything else fall into place. Your wake-up ritual can consist of anything that will get your day off to a calm start. Think about what's important to you. Perhaps it's sitting quietly with a cup of coffee and journaling your goals and dreams before you hit the ground running. Meditating with an app such as Simple Habit, or organizing your pocketbook or briefcase before you start getting the kids ready, might be instrumental in helping you launch into a great day. Once you find a ritual that's a source of comfort, stick with it. A consistent wake-up routine will help lay the foundation for productivity and happiness. 2. Create a morning routine for everyone. If there's just one parenting hack I could give you, it would definitely be the importance of incorporating routines into your daily life. Routines are a parent's best friend. Our kids thrive on structure, whether it's knowing that they have to clean up their toys every night before bed, or that they have to brush their teeth after breakfast and before catching the bus. It's a huge source of comfort to them, young and old alike, to know what they are expected to accomplish each and every day. Without question, I found that having a strong morning routine in place can make the most positive difference in my family's day. If you're not sure what should be included in your routine, organization expert Elizabeth Larkin recommends starting with a list of everything you need to get done every day and then structuring it into morning and evening time periods. Larkin also recommends spending thinking about when you function best so that you can prioritize. She says, early birds get things done most effectively before lunchtime, while night owls tend to get their creative burst of energy in the evenings. Think about when you work best and group your tasks into the time of day that makes the most sense for when you will best complete them. Once you develop a solid routine that works for your family, don't be afraid to revisit how it's working and tweak things as needed. As school schedules or career changes take place, or when a new baby is added to the mix, take some time to reevaluate your routines and freshen them up so they continue to work best for you and your family. Pro tip: your morning routine will be super easy if you get ready for school the night before. This includes making tomorrow's school lunches, laying out backpacks, outfits, and extras like gym clothes or after-school practice equipment, and anything else your family needs to step out the door without feeling like chickens without their heads. 3, create a get-to-do list. I've been drawn to lists since I first learned to write. Whether I've wanted to keep track of a home improvement project, a deadline at school or work, a shopping list, or planning out where I had to run errands, organizing items in list format has always worked for me. Once I had kids, however, my lists changed drastically, especially when I went from 1 to 4 kids in less than 3 years. I was trying so hard to juggle babies, schedules, meals and laundry, and everything in between, that my tried-and-true to-do list became overwhelming. Then I received some terrific advice. Instead of calling them to-do lists, I started referring to my task lists as get-to-dos. That shifted my mindset. I stopped thinking of the things I needed to do as a tedious task. Instead, washing the baby's laundry or taking her for a wellness check was something I got to do because I had that beautiful child in my life. After 5 years of infertility, I absolutely loved the concept of viewing chores as a privilege. I waited a very long time to become a mom. Although washing tons of dirty baby laundry is certainly not exciting, if I didn't have a baby, I wouldn't have the opportunity to care for her things. There is nothing more satisfying than being able to check things off upon completion. In fact, last year, I read an article that highlighted the importance of having a done list, a list of what you've accomplished during the day or week, in addition to a running to-do list. I loved it so much, I've incorporated this into my get-to-do journals. My colleague, Get It Done Guy, has a terrific episode, The Best Tips to Creating a Basic To-Do List, that will give you a hand. Now, have at it and watch all your amazing accomplishments unfold.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Number 4, have a plan for saying no. Listen, I'm what's known as a people pleaser. For whatever reason, I hate to disappoint anyone, including our dog. I was the type of person who never wanted to say no, and that left me disorganized and stressed out. I over-volunteered my time for my kids' schools and our church. I let my kids sign up for too many activities at once, and overcommitted to do social things like playdates and birthday parties. Prioritize your social obligations and civic commitments. Be honest with yourself. How much value do all these things you've committed to really hold for you and your family? If you take a good hard look at all the things you spend your time on, you'll find that some just don't bring you much in return. Consciously choose something that you're overcommitted on and just say no. It might be something like declining another playdate for your son this month, or bowing out of helping to organize a neighborhood yard sale. This will allow you to keep that time free for whatever activities you want to do with your family, or even some much-needed me time. Get yourself into this habit once a week, and soon your plate won't be quite as full, and you'll be spending this extra time on that of your own and your family's goals. Go you! Number 5, one of my favorite tips, eat the frog. This is probably one of my favorite productive strategies of all. Mark Twain once said that if the first thing you do each morning is to eat a live frog, you can go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that that is probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is your biggest, most important task, the one you are most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something about it. Develop the lifelong habit of tackling your major task first thing. And if you have more than one major task on your plate, eat the ugliest frog first. Discipline yourself to begin immediately and then to persist until the tasks are completed. As the busy mom of 8 and a freelance writer on top of working a full-time job, my frog is always my writing deadline. Writing is my passion, but when juggling cooking and cleaning and clocking a 9-to-5 job come along, I know that I must devote my fresh energy towards my writing deadline. After I do that, everything else will fall into place. So assess your frog each day or week and find a way to devour it so everything else will be easy peasy. Number 6, enlist your kids' help with the chores. As the grateful but exhausted mom of 8, one of the ways I keep my head above water is to assign my children chores. Honestly, even small children can participate and pull their weight if you give them a chance. By enforcing this, not only are you creating positive habits of responsibility and organization, but you're also reducing your own personal workload. Check out my popular episode, How to Get Kids to Help Out with Chores. I discuss the importance of getting your kids involved with the upkeep of your family home with my former colleague, the domestic CEO. Find out how to assign age-appropriate jobs to your cherubs so you can devote extra time to other important family members. And number 7, certainly last but not least, practice self-care. One of the first podcasts I recorded as Mighty Mommy was 5 ways that selfish parenting can benefit your family. For years, I desperately wanted to become a mother, and when it didn't happen right away, I vowed that when the time came, I would be the most devoted mom on the planet. I stayed true to my promise, but I realized before my 5th baby arrived that taking better care of myself in my mind, body, and spirit was just as important to being a great mom, and perhaps even more so. Author Ariana Ayu shared her thoughts on cultivating self-care in an article for Inc. She talks candidly about how self-care is often stigmatized in our society, and yet she says, "The studies I've seen on productivity and efficiency all suggest that taking care of ourselves makes us better workers because we're part of nature. We are nature." So practicing daily self-care is critical to your health and well-being. When you're out of your mojo, learning to relax and nurture yourself is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself. In fact, sometimes it's all you can do. My children have grown up realizing that I have needs and wants that I must tend to on a regular basis. They see me head off to the library or my favorite bookstore so that I can refuel with a great read. They know I get up earlier than the rest of the family to enjoy early morning power walks. My friends are also very important to me, and I have a regular girls' night out that I do. I even go grocery shopping kid-free just to spend time alone with my own thoughts. The best part is that I no longer feel guilty about taking this time for just me. I'm totally comfortable making self-care a priority. I believe making time for myself every day is what gives me the desire and the stamina to enjoy the ups and downs of parenting, volunteering, and working full-time doing a job that I love, as well as sustaining a thriving freelance writing career. What are some of your productivity tips? Please share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. And I hope you subscribe to the QDT newsletter to get parenting tips and more delivered directly to your inbox. Before I sign off, I wanted to share with you a quick preview of what's coming up next week. And that's all about the exciting holiday season. Hey, the holiday season is upon us. Yet, for most, this time of year brings on added anxiety and frustration because we're already maxed out on time, energy, and money. So learn how to celebrate the holidays with the focus on creative ways to enjoy this hectic time of year without going overboard. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy a wonderful week with your family. And as always, thanks for listening. Until next time, happy parenting.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.